Here that the space of development cannot match up to population growth, with a resultant high rate of unemployment and its attendant security risk and instability, which we are witnessing. There are so many others I could add. But let me tell you that because of this, reversal of democratic gains in Burkina Faso. I used to visit the president of Burkina Faso and the parliament and speakers. I used to go there. And I was able to link a number of businessmen from Ghana to their partners in Burkina when I was deputy speaker. Look at what is happening there. Almost about 70% is being controlled by terrorists. So they run the schools, they run the health sector, they do everything there. No government is there. Mali, Guinea, and Niger, these are not palatable narratives for the profile of our sub-region. It's as a result of this that the trust and confidence that voters had in democracy have been trumpeted. And that is why some of the earlier speakers said some people are preferring military rule to the democracy we are practicing. But even the military men and women, well, in military you don't have women, you have only men, they themselves don't want to intervene because the cost to the military is immeasurable. They kill each other more than they kill the civilians because of the distrust, the injection of disunity among the personnel of the security agencies. So even after they return to constitutional rule, they keep on killing each other. It takes time to settle down. So they know the cost now. They are not interested. What we should be afraid of is civil disobedience and civil revolution.